Good day, good day, good day. This is Coffee with MJ. I am MJ. And we are here on The Rock in Birmingham, Alabama. And you know, the subject today is friendship. You know, friendship, loyalty, honesty, and those who really ride for you. You know, friends are hard to come by. Loyalty is really hard to come by. Honesty is hard to come by in people. Because when you find that rarity, you need to hold on to it. You know, just like this song, it's called Hold On Tight. Yeah, you have to hold on tight when you allow other people to come into your circle. Who are you walking with? Who are you rocking with? You know, there's a word that says birds of a feather flock together. They fly to the same destination. And so you want to make sure that the people that you have in your circle are loyal. You want to make sure that they're honest. They're not backstabbers. Double-head serpents. You know what I mean? You know that two-headed snake? Yeah. See, sometimes you are in the company of people who you think that want to see you shine and see you win. But really, they're not there for that. They're there because they have their own personal agenda. So in this season, I believe that God is cleaning house. He's cleaning house for those who are in the position to be the deceiver. See, real friendship doesn't brag or boast. It doesn't stab people in the back. It doesn't do dishonest things. It doesn't carry on behind closed doors, thinking that whatever you do in the dark will not come to the light. See, what people don't understand is that we each have our own personalities, and we get a chance to shine. So when you have the opportunity to shine, you shine. You show people who you are, because if people are observant and they have the spirit of discernment, they see you. You can't hide from spirit, because it says try the spirit by the spirit. See, when your spirit is not evenly yoked with anyone, it's a different spirit. They can see you. See, friendship is everything to me. When I open myself up to people to allow them to get close to me, it means something to me. Because I have let you into an intimate, personal space that only God knows me, and now you do. But then you break my heart. No, I'm not the father, but I can imagine how he feels. Because we tend to break his heart a lot. So, you know, I give thanks to God a lot. And the reason why I do is because he enlightens me as he should be enlightening you. If you haven't been enlightened, you need to have a self-check. Yeah, that part. Because when you become a toxic individual and you tend to damage everything and everyone around you, you can no longer point the finger at others and say, woe is me, because it's really you. You know, I wake up each morning giving thanks and honor to God. I try to be careful with what I say, because I know my words have power. And I want to be a blessing to the world and not a curse. So that's why I try to bring positivity to the world. And sometimes it's very hard, because the world can be a cold place where nobody really wants the love and understanding that they say that they want and need. But then when you allow people to come into your space and they take your kindness for weakness, and they don't value you. You have to value yourself enough to dismiss them. And sometimes that hurts. Because if you have a compassionate for God's people, you're not one to throw away people. You allow them to dismiss themselves. You know, as always, I keep it 100 with you guys because my podcast is about transparency. You know, and when my heart is broken, I express it because people are valuable. We all are. We all are. But I think sometimes we all think we have it together when we don't. And I think that a lot of times that we don't know how to ask for help outside of ourselves. And, you know, I get it. Being strong, independent, and being able to make it on your own has been phenomenal. But I want to assure you that you didn't really do it on your own, sweetheart. It was a God that helped you get there. No matter how foolish, how stupid, how crazy we do things, He still honors what we do because He's a God of freedom. He gives us free will. And we tend to take advantage of the free will that is given to us. We don't know how to be respectful to others. And see, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. It really, really is. You could be as crazy as hell, and it's okay. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful quality. But at the same time, you can't be ignorant and talk to people as if they're beneath you and treat people as if they're something that you can take away. See, when we name ourselves, we got to be careful what we name ourselves. That's why a lot of times people come into the broadcast and they got all these crazy names. And it makes me wonder, why do you put these names on yourself? Good morning, Undertaker. You cause yourself, you put a name on yourself. Like, I'm going to call it out, mushroom. What is a mushroom? It can be healthy, and it also can be part of what they call a fungus. Because it is a fungus. A mushroom is a fungus at the end of the day. Yeah, we use it to cook with because sometimes it tastes good. It depends on how you cook it. But at the same time, it is a fungus. And so when we name ourselves some things, we tend to don't understand how that tends to attach to us. That's why you got to be careful what you name your children. All of that. That stuff is important. But we don't think of those things. So this really podcast is really just a simple one today. It ain't about the coffee, but you know it's about the conversation. But you know, for me, coffee is conversation. And so, you know, when you do have people that you allow in your circle and you try to see the best in them, sometimes it can be a drain on you. And that's when you have to learn to pull yourself away. Because just like a fungus, it can attach itself to you too. And you have to learn how to shake that thing off and move yourself away from it. Because if you don't, it'll succumb you. And you don't want anything that is not good to succumb you. Because then you begin to look just like it. And this will be the last time I'll talk about the fungus. But the fungus really broke my heart because I really gave a fuck about the fungus. And unfortunately, isn't that crazy that you would care about fungus? Yeah, because sometimes fungus is good. You know, because we need it for some things. That's why it exists. To those who are listening today, make sure that whatever you have in your life and attached to you is good for you. If it's not, remove it. You're going into a new year, and everything that is attached to you now will be attached to you next year. So blessings and salutations to you all. As always, you know who I am. I am MJ. This is Coffee with MJ. You know, I love you with that sauce. I love you with that spice. You know what it is. It's that red juice. It's that juice that heals. It's that juice that saves. It's that juice that saved a sinner like me. Oh, I'm still a work in progress. I'm just that clay, baby. He's molding me. Yeah, he's doing this. I have no control. You know, I'm obligated. I'm sold out. And guess what? I don't have a problem with it. Because once you get to a particular age, you realize who has covered you all your life. And at the end of the day, If you're looking and seeking love from man, you might not just get the love that you desire. But the love that you really had, that you really haven't really received, is from the one that you don't see. And he's standing before you. And he wants to let you know his arms is open and he's waiting for you to fall in. But it's up to you. Now, however you decide to receive the Lord, that's on you. I don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody in but myself. And I love you, and I'll see you next time. Mwah. Bye for now.